Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 23rd of January, recording at a comparatively early-ish 5:08 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, interesting day here. First, the highlights. Stock markets, quiet, but the U.S. market, which got clipped last night, has regained at least half of those losses here today. As of the currently trading at the time of my broadcast, obviously there are a few hours to go. Now, elsewhere, government bonds slightly easier, but really very quiet. the drama is occurring elsewhere. Now, the most interesting thing, perhaps, is the weakness of the dollar. This has seen a sharpish fall here today. It's important in terms of in terms of a good signal that the dollar closed near the lower side of its range today. But at the moment, it's working on a downward dynamic against the euro and Swiss franc and the U.S. dollar index. So that's quite interesting. Now, that has been a tonic for the precious metals, which were fairly steady anyway against that background of a rising dollar. So they're really quite strong in here. Gold is up nearly 12 at the moment, and that's maybe a dollar and a half off the high. So it has been up over $13 at one stage, taking it closer to that breakout point, but more about that in a moment. Platinum, as I speak, is up 14.7. Palladium up nearly $5. And silver has had another good day in here, currently at 13.27. That's up 27 for the March contract. And the grain and bean complex is also benefiting from this weaker dollar and the stronger commodities. Wheat is the best performer, up 9 ticks as we speak. And crude oil and natural gas, natural gas extending its rally. Remember, that had that very good upward dynamic on Friday. Crude oil has been encountering more of a struggle, but it is up a dollar in here today. Okay, where are we in the scheme of things overall? Stock markets, a number of them, as you know, have lost upside momentum, particularly in Europe. Then we had the U.S. NASDAQ, which had the upside failure. So far, I'm quite content to classify this as further evidence of the tendency towards a bit more ranging and somewhat larger little reactions. I'll emphasize the little, still little reactions, but larger than what we had seen during that particularly steady period of October and November, when almost all stock market indices just pushed upwards on a very steady basis. And interestingly, those that were looking most dangerous, well, some of those that were looking most dangerous following periods of upward acceleration, best example of that would be the China A-shares index that hit a new high yesterday. I mean, had a slightly larger reaction, but came back up. New high yesterday, and it had a bit of upside follow through after dipping earlier in the day. So I'm content to conclude from all this evidence that this is not a particularly risky period for stock markets. In terms of the main warning signs, government bond yields are not rising fast enough to be, or far enough to be, a problem at this stage. The dollar is certainly not in free fall. It had actually been quite steady up until today. Over the preceding, I should add, over the preceding 3 or 4 weeks, it had been quite steady. And what else to mention here? And the oil price, up a dollar in here today, but still, this is in the low 50s, and that's not going to cause much concern. If anything, as I've said before, that's a tailwind for stock markets, because it'll be good for global GDP growth, the predominantly oil exporting countries excepted. And they're not doing that badly, as I've mentioned before. So, in terms of sectors, though, we may well see some interesting rotation. The love affair with technology may be on the wane, and I say maybe. It's not conclusive evidence, but further deterioration in the NASDAQ would certainly add to that evidence. It's up a little bit in here today, incidentally. The metals move, gosh, and I didn't mention one of the most important things in that quick review. Well, another new high by nickel, but that's been moving up pretty much every day since it broke above, I think, what was it, the, I think it was above the 35,000 level. And tin has hit a new all-time high today. All of the industrial metals are quite firm, and even copper is rallying somewhat in here today. So, in terms of rotational swings, I think that the battered and out of favor mining shares may well be coming in for a bit of a recovery. And then some of the energy plays are looking interesting. We've commented before that some of the shares had been doing better than the oil price recently, and subscribers had also commented on that as well. And something like Pacific Ethanol, that's a spec trade that I have in my portfolio that I picked up a few months ago. That was the top dog in my portfolio, but I noticed that's picked up quite a bit. I think the chart on that had dropped down to, I think it had fallen down to below $15, but it's currently a little above $18. So that's come storming back. Interesting evidence. Again, I say it suggests to me that all the commodity bearish commentary that we've been hearing is overdone, and that there are some short positions in these markets, and more importantly than the short positions, that the institutional investors, who can certainly increase their weightings in this sector, are currently quite underweight. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the resources shares mount a better performance here. Now, for that to be meaningful, that would require global stock markets to remain fairly steady throughout the first quarter at least of this year, and I suspect so. And I also suspect that this is going to be a reasonable year overall, reasonably bullish year overall for global stock markets, as I've said repeatedly. And that's even allowing for the possibility of a medium-term correction at some point. Okay, moving on to the government bonds. Don't like the sector. Tend to use it more as a indicator in terms of what the risks might be for global stock markets. But I expect, well, the government bonds had steadied up, although they're easier today, they had lost downward momentum. I'm talking about the futures now. The bond futures had lost downward momentum. I can't see them staging more than a small technical rally in here. And if you go into the chart library and look at the long-term charts of yields for the 10-year instruments in almost any government bond market, you'll notice that it shows base building in line with my secular bear market for government bonds, gradually unfolding secular bear market. Now, the US dollar, is going to be important here. If it does fall back, then I think we could see quite a strong rally in precious metals. And I've also emphasized that we should watch quite closely the charts for the US dollar in a number of different currencies. Now, some of them are beginning to look really quite good in the sense that if you go back to, oh, I think it was probably last December when I did a piece on this and I posted quite a few of them, must have been at least 10 of them, and I singled out levels that needed to be cleared, not the May highs, but where we needed to take out some of the lower reaction highs within their medium-term corrections, as I described them. Well, to cut to the chase on this, the price of gold in yen continues to firm. It's actually firmed against all currencies in here recently, and against the Swiss franc, it's started to take out some lateral resistance. It's not that far from doing the same against the euro, and the euro is a reasonably firm currency. So the next up leg in precious metals is approaching. If it hasn't started right now, and it may have, but if it hasn't started right now, it's approaching, and I am well positioned there, as you know, and I know this is a sector of considerable interest to many, many subscribers. I've leveraged up a little bit more in here today, and I am keen to leverage up further behind trailing in the money stops when I'm able to do that. But I've added a few more stops in here today, so risk is going down with the advent of the stops. I was not using that many stops during the really choppy sideways ranging activity, but certainly if we get trending action in here, or a continuation of the recent trending action, I will be using stops more frequently. For instance, I've now got both my palladium and platinum position protected within the money stops. I've got a lot of my silver, although that's so volatile, I'm reluctant to put all my silver or protect all my silver with trailing stops at this stage. And again, trending markets, I'll be leveraging those positions up additionally. And what else to mention? Grains and beans, I already commented on those. I think the current action looks like a consolidation. The risk here, and I have moderate positions in the both in the soybeans, wheat, and corn. The risk here is that because this is not that interesting a period seasonally, that really starts when we get the planting season for the U.S. crop cycle commencing, and also the European crop cycle. That's usually when the activity tends to hot up in the green bean, or sometimes hot down, if you follow me, depending on how the outlook for crops happens to be. But so there's a risk that maybe the consolidations are a little bit more lengthy during what is a seasonally quiet period right now. But I do think that the next significant move is likely to be on the upside. And did I cover the industrial metals? I think so. Tin probably has the best pattern overall. It has that very, very large medium-term consolidation of approximately 3 years beneath current prices. A chart worth having a look at. And significantly, I should say, of the six LME traded industrial metals, five of them are still in backwardation. Only copper is not in the backwardation, and copper looks oversold to me. So, very interesting day, and no doubt more excitement tomorrow. All the best to you.